And it's Monday, so let's see what reverberated online over the weekend. Julia Turner, editor-in-chief of Slate, is here. Julia, first, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
And what struck you on this first weekend after New Year's?
Well, one thing that was trending this weekend was the hashtag Black Brunch. Mm-hmm. A handful of protesters in New York and Oakland primarily arrived at brunch spots this weekend and staged rallies protesting police brutality and the deaths of young Black Americans at the hands of the police.
It's interesting. I was following this hashtag over the weekend on Twitter, and what they were doing was going to what they thought would be largely white meeting places, you know, people who brunched. And here's some sound posted yesterday on Facebook by a young man named Zachary Xavier Murray. He's at an unidentified brunch spot. And in the video, we see a number of young people, mostly African-American, they're all dressed in black, crowded in around these largely white people having brunch. Let's listen.
Do you stand for peace?
Do you stand for peace?
Do you stand for justice?
Do you stand for justice?
Stand up for black lives.
Then stand up for black lives.
Do you stand
and Julia Turner, what we then see on the video is a lot of the people, the white diners largely having brunch, standing up and clapping, supportive of the protesters. So we're not here to dissect the story itself, but how much did this reverberate online?
Well, I think that this is a good testament to the way a novel protest tactic can attract attention. If you look online, people who tend to be sympathetic to protesters of police brutality have been very sympathetic to this tactic. People who tend to be skeptical have been skeptical. I'm not sure it's changing minds on the internet. But the stories about these protests suggest that it was really just a few dozen protesters in a couple of cities. But because the action was so unexpected, it has attracted new attention. So I think tactically it's very smart and really interesting.
Meanwhile, there was another protest this weekend, but it seemed more of the old-fashioned kind when police officers turned their back on New York Mayor Bill de Blasio when he spoke at the funeral of the police officer Wenjin Liu, one of the two who was shot and killed in New York. Is that showing up on social media, or is that, as I said, maybe more old-fashioned word of mouth?
Yeah, I think people have been following this story as well online. You know, people are aware that New York Police Commissioner Bratton had actually asked officers not to turn their backs on the mayor, as they had at the funeral of the prior officer who was slain. And some officers did anyhow, although reports suggest it was fewer than had done so at the previous funeral. So it may be that the relationship between the police force in New York and the mayor is improving somewhat, although I think folks will continue to be watching that.
Yeah, so people are talking about that story online, but not necessarily fanning it through hashtags online. So what else caught your attention this weekend?
Well, another very sad story that folks have been discussing is the suicide of Lila Alcorn, an Ohio teen who committed suicide on December 28th after posting an online letter blaming her parents for not letting her transition from male to female. And this is just a heartbreaking story. Transgender advocates have seized upon it and spoken about how important it is for parents to be sympathetic to and understanding of teens going through transitions or who want to go through transitions. Alcorn's parents spoke to CNN and spoke about how their religious principles opposed them to the idea of a transition, which elicited several responses online, some who were horrified that the parents left their child in these straits, and others who suggested that transgender concerns are fairly new and somewhat confusing to folks who haven't been educated about them, and that the proper response is education and sympathy rather than condemnation.
So that's the conversation going on about that very sad story. Julia Turner, editor-in-chief of Slate, thank you so much as always.
Thanks for having me.